Jacob Trouba's out till February. Just thought I'd lead with that. Upper body. He's had a kind of pre-existing condition that most players deal with, and what you're hopeful for is that it heals, it gets better and progresses, and he had the opposite experience. Things started to get progressively a little bit worse on him, and just got to the point that the only and best way for us to get him back to 100%, we have to shut him down.
Is this related to his neck injury
last year? No, it's not. You get one of those specific area questions, and that was it. Nope. Not at this time.
So, you know, you've been doing a lot with kind of a blue line.
Well, before you get in there, Grant Klitson comes back in. He's cleared.
You've been doing a lot with depth defense.
Yep.
And this is a big challenge for your club.
Yeah, it is a big challenge, and maybe not just in the areas. You'd think Jake had been a part of some big goals late in games, and he drives the offense, and been part of a power play unit that was getting better. But I think it's more of a defensive concern with the three guys out, all three kill penalties for us, so we need to get better in that department. Our margin for error gets a little bit thinner there. And then we need to be a little bit more patient with our offensive game. So I'm talking about, you know, staying in on the breakouts a little bit longer, giving those D a little more coverage, giving them better outs and sometimes slower outs, being careful about how we're breaking out, how much speed we generate early on our breakouts, making sure we got a stick for them to put the puck on, and then moving as five. Nothing changes systematically, but there are just times where, and you've seen it, Toby Enstrom and Jake especially will be under pressure in our end of the ice, and it's a tight turn of move, and it's on the tape, and it's going to happen. It just won't happen with the same frequency. So we're going to have to grind a few of these things out along the wall a little bit more and be comfortable doing it.
So first Enstrom, then Bogosian, and now Trouba. What's the first thing going through your mind when you hear this news?
I'd be wrapping myself in bubble wrap if I was one of those other guys. You know what? This is the truth. Every time you have an injury and you're not exactly sure where it's at, there's a spectrum of things it could be. And when I got the text yesterday about 6 weeks, I was happy because the other part of that was far worse, right? With any of these, you come back and could say, hey, this could be a lot worse, or it could be this when you're not 100% sure what you're dealing with. So Jake's coming back, we believe. At some point this year, and the guys coming back are staggered, so it'll be a little like Christmas. Every time one of them come back into your room, your defense is going to improve with a veteran guy, and we're going to get people minutes more than just one game, big minutes. So Paul Postma is going to get an opportunity to play a bigger role here. Ben Sherratt comes up from the minors and gets a legitimate chance to get looked at. So it's great for all of those guys. They get to make their case for being more than a guy that's 7'8" or 6'7". That they say, you know, this is their time.
Having said that, you've got holes there now. Have you and Kevin talked about an acquisition?
That's his department. What's out there? Defensemen are just hard to find, and we all know that. We've seen a bunch of teams kind of go through versions of this year, and it's difficult to fill those holes. So. We got six NHL guys we believe in our lineup. That's enough. Some teams don't even have that at times. So we're good enough on our back end to survive at least, and we expect to do more than that.
So I don't want to paint you into a corner, and maybe you just...
I just want to answer it, Gary.
Okay. You said we're hopeful. I don't know how you said exactly, but we're hoping Jacob is back this year.
So the same with Toby and the same with Zach. Okay. You have to have a certain expectation of healing. And if it's kind of more like Toby, like it wasn't healing, and matter of fact, it was getting worse. So we have an expectation there's a certain curve of healing that we expect on normal human beings in normal cases. But there are also times, and that's why I leave that window so open, there are times where it doesn't heal the way it's supposed to heal, and then you have to do something else with it, right? And even just the standard basic injury, there's a certain curve to healing that we expect, but I have to leave the door open if it doesn't heal the way it's supposed to.
Can you just update us on Keaton Ellerby and what his status is with his injury?
Yeah, he's out. I'm not sure that injury's been released, and he's getting better.
Do you have a timetable, though?
I do not.
Brief as
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I can get one for you. If they have one, I'll get one for you.
Yeah, just as brief as you were with. Yeah.